Spillwords.com presents Christmas Purple Bear, written by Sue McBean at Organic Botanic. The seafoam green wind chimes sounded through the window. I slipped into a dream. A one-eyed knitted bear with a triangular head came to me. He asked for his lost eye, so I can make another little girl happy. As the tree lights in my bedroom slowly changed color, I wasn't sure if he was purple or gray. With a sewn, woolen, black nose, he reminded me of my special childhood bear. I set about searching for the lost eye, from the moment I woke next day. Lost things are found where they ought to be. I rummaged through some boxes. It wasn't in my jewelry box, nor in the tooth fairy box. It wasn't even in my musical box. When I pulled everything out of my old toy box, there, in the corner, right at the bottom, was a teddy bear eye. I hope this is the right one, I said as I wrapped it in a handkerchief with a needle and thread and stuffed the bundle in the pocket of my pajama jacket. I had the eye but no bear. Where could he be? That night as I drifted off to sleep, the wind chimes tinkled again, and the tree lights glowed and faded, and each light was a musical note playing a magical tune. In my dream, beside my bed, I found a dragon-shaped kite that I got on my 10th Christmas. I had such fun with that kite racing along the cliffs. A parcel tag was tied to the kite tail and on it was written, "You need to go to bed earlier to find the bear." In the morning I thought about the words. I promised myself to go to bed earlier. And I did. The wind chimes sounded through the window and, while the tree lights glowed and faded, the music created a magical spell. In my dream, I felt my heart skip as I saw the present that I got for my 8th Christmas. My first bicycle without stabilizers. It had tires for forest paths. I loved riding up and down fast, arriving home muddy and ruddy-faced, needing a warm bath and hot milk by the fire. The bear, though, he was from a much earlier time. Could I find him in my dreams by going to bed even earlier? I hoped so. Early to bed with a book, I nodded off quickly to the sound of the sea and music of waves as the glowing lights faded orange, then blue. Oh, I remember these presents when I was 6. Paints and brushes, crayons of all colors, glue, chalk, scissors, a blackboard that was also an easel with a pad of special paper bigger than I could imagine. I wore an all-over apron made from a lime green pillowcase with holes cut for my arms. I loved when my art was put on the fridge with magnets. I couldn't dare to hope the magic would work again, but the next night, earlier in bed than ever, I went into a dream world and got back to the humming top of my 4th Christmas. It still purred while it whirled round and clanked as I pushed the handle down hard and fast, again and again, to get the speed so wild the patterns and colors were just a blur. Now it was Christmas Eve and I had let the bear down. I had not found him in my dreams, and he wasn't in the toy box. I still had what I hoped was his eye wrapped in a hanky stuffed in my pajama pocket. I tucked my daughter in early and went straight off to my bed, very tired. One look at the wind chimes glowing in the lights from my tree and I was gone. I don't know if I even climbed into bed. I dreamed I went to the toy box and the lid was up. Sitting waiting for me was the bear. "You found my eye?" he asked. I smiled. "Quickly, there isn't much time." He winked with his one good eye. I woke early while it was still dark. The chimes were still singing outside my bedroom in the breeze and the Christmas lights were quietly coming and going on the fade setting. My daughter was squealing with delight in her room and came running in to see me. "Look. Look, look, a bear with a triangular head was sitting at the bottom of my bed when I woke up. I love him already. I'm so happy. He's perfect. I shall call him Purple Bear. Please leave this field empty. Never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts: Sue McBean. Sue McBean is a nurse teacher, sailor, wildflower photographer and botanist who has been writing creatively for 10 years. Living many years now on the north coast of Northern Ireland, she was brought up in the Cambridgeshire Fens. Sue writes prose with poetic style, reflecting on her life, exploring themes of sea, sailing, island life and nature. She is interested in overlaying difficult experiences with beauty, art and laughter, and is currently writing a memoir, a series of essays about well-being and children's stories. Sue lives with a tortoiseshell cat called Harmony, Latest posts by Sue McBean. See all, Christmas Purple Bear, December 18, 2024.